I'm happy to be here. Me and my wife, we just had another youngin' here a while back. That woman's been pregnant since I've known her. She's pregnant when I married her. I felt sorry for her. I didn't know whose it was. Now we're raising a little Mexican child. He's a hell of a worker, I'll tell you that. Don't act like you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. A little fart mows a yard, he ain't even three yet. We're thinking about having another. I want to tell you how my wife got pregnant this last time. I was, I was standing on one leg, just knocking that son of a bitch out. That's horse shit. I was cleaning it, went off in my hand. She was standing entirely too close. And it hit her right in the back. And it just marched around, ran down there, and crawled up her puss, and that was all she wrote. Did he say puss? I sure did. That's horseshit. Truth is, I've been married 7 years, and I'm fucking tired of it. Let me tell you something. If you're going to be married a long time, you really got to find ways to fire things up, you know? I come home off the road, I told her, I said, why don't you put on something slutty, let's go to supper. She said, are you serious? I said, yeah, I want to drink a little whiskey and get your britches, let's go. I know how to talk to a woman. I don't suggest you do that on your first date, you know? I want to drink a little whiskey, get your britches, come on. That probably ain't going to work, of course, you never know. We went out to this Mexican food place and it was just packed full of Chinese people. I made that up. We were sitting out on the back patio about midway through dinner, bit off into my chimichanga. I just love those, chimichanga. Just rolls right off your tongue, doesn't it? Let's say it together. Chimichanga. Don't that fit? Let's just hug one another. Want to do that? I tell you what, let's fuck one another. It's getting a big pile. Of course, you know there'd be one woman in here to fuck it up for the rest of us. She'd be on the news tomorrow telling everybody, it was awful. He just came out in the crowd and started fucking people. He chipped some lady's tooth. It was awful. All right, shut up. I'm getting sidetracked. Listen. We were sitting out on the back patio of this restaurant. My wife had this miniskirt on. She whipped it up, and there wasn't nothing covering up her little pooty-poo down there. My wife pulls a kitty out in public. There's going to be a little fucking going on later on. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Meow, 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 meow. That just turns me on when my woman don't wear no panties and shows it to me when she ain't supposed to out in public. It's sexy when a woman don't wear no panties and shows it to you on occasion. There's nothing sexy about a woman that shows her cooch all the time, you know. Woo! Fuck, put it up. We've seen it. Good Lord, it looks like an old catcher's mitt. Get in the truck, you're scaring the kids. Come here, kids. It works for a woman, it's sexy. But as a man, you cannot go to dinner in a pair of shorts and no underwear. Don't get ahead of me. And in the middle of it, whip out one of the boys. What do you think about that? What the fuck are you doing? I was just trying to be sexy. You're making me sick. I can't eat meat. Well, I can't help it. Woman, they're horrible looking. I'd cut them off. I didn't have such a good relationship with them. I love my nuts, but I'll tell you something. God did not spend a whole lot of time making them damn things. He built everything else on the human body and had some leftover shit in a little pile. I went, what in the hell am I going to do with this? Right there. I saw my daddy's nuts over Christmas. Ugh. That will scar you for the rest of your life. Let me clarify something. He didn't whip them out at the dinner table or anything. I don't know what it is when you turn 50, you forget to put on shit like underwear. Fashion's not an issue to you. You don't give a shit how you look. It's all about comfort, how you feel. Daddy, where are you going in that dress? I'm gonna mow the yard. You look silly. I feel good. Christmas dinner, whole family was over there. He come out on the back porch, all the kids running around. He had a pair of shorts on, bowl of green bean casserole. Sit down in a lawn chair, one of his boys hanging right out of his shorts. Bigger than shit. My wife saw it first. This is a true story. She went, ha! Hell, I thought she was choking. I went over there to give her the Heimlich, looked over her shoulder and went, ha! Jesus Christ. I don't know about you boys, but when I got a nut out of my drawers, I pretty much know it. I feel the wind. I push it in. So did he, and the other one rolled out the other side. Good Lord, they get longer when you turn 52. You don't even hug your daddy the same after that. You just, I saw your nuts. You think about them at the most inopportune time. Be on the beach with your wife somewhere. I just want to tell you how much I love. What is it, honey?
I saw my daddy's nuts.
Hold me. Hold me. I love that old fucker. He come up to the house this summer. We took the kids to Disney World for the second year in a row. It's about a 40-day ride in a truck from where I live. Time you get there, he's pissed off at your entire family for being in the car that long. You just want to fucking kill them. Throw them in a river and drive back to the house. Spend $3,000 to get in, stood in line for 14 hours and rode 3 rides. Then you got that 40-mile walk back to the minivan. You're wearing a set of Mickey Mouse ears. They're on crooked. Got a horrible sunburn carrying an 85-pound Winnie the Pooh you won 9 hours ago at a fucking softball throw. Goddamn, this was a good idea, wasn't it? You don't even know where you parked anymore. The kids are all cotton candied up. Cuckoo, cuckoo, shut up! You get in the tram, they'll ask you, where'd you park? Fuck it, just take us home. Where do you live? Oklahoma, jackass. Get to traffic. You just get pissed. You been on that ride, Small World? It's a small world after all. It's a small world. It's a small... Fuck, shoot me! That is the longest ride in amusement park history. I'd like to find Walt Disney, dig his ass up, kick him in the nuts, and ask him, what the fuck were you thinking when you built that son of a bitch? It's not even fun, Walt. You're on a boat with 30 people. It just stink to high heaven because they've been in the sun as long as you have. You're just looking for a light at the end of the tunnel. Fuck it, I'm sweating. It's the same shit, same elves singing the same song over and over again. Put two elves on a log naked doing something nasty. Make daddy happy. They need more adult-themed rides in that park for us horny people. Take the log ride. Make it the big pecker ride. Big old pecker floating in the water. Put 6 guys in it and send it up Titty Mountain. Down Titty Mountain. Rub the nipple as you go by. Right into a big old push. Just... I'm not talking about a clean-shaven little Hitler mustache manicured puss. I hate those. It's a garden, woman. Let it grow. God gave it to you. I'm talking about a 1970s all-natural buckwheat on a bad hair day puss. I want to come over the top of Titty Mountain and know Daddy's going in something wrong. Hold on, boys. We're going in the puss. Shit, is it dark in here? Good Lord, I'm wet. You smell that? What is that? Smells like a country flower. Country flower. You know they make that shit. Massengale country flower is pooty poo freshener. That's what it is. Look, it smells like a country flower. Who wants to eat a country flower? Make a flavor we like. Chicken, beef bouillon, anything. Give me a reason to take my hat off and go down there. I feel like chicken tonight, chicken tonight.